This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, February 12th. God's word to you today is Blueprint. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 39, verses 2 and 4, and it says, "The Lord was with Joseph, so he succeeded in everything he did as he served. This pleased Potiphar, so he soon made Joseph his personal attendant. He put him in charge of his entire household and everything he owned." It is just amazing how people go about marketing these days. Take the bank sector in Nigeria, for example. These days, some marketing reps approach proposed clients based on his or her relationship with the client's friend and actually believe that is enough grounds to make sales. Your brother has told you that I run a multinational business. Say amen. He gives you his card and you come to me demanding a deposit. What does that even mean? Now, imagine if the same marketing rep says, "My brother sent me to you. I did not come to you last week because I devoted the entire week to understanding your industry and your business. This is where your business currently is and the challenges you are faced with. However, this is how we intend to solve this problem for you. If you do business with us, we can move your business from point A to point H, and this is how we intend to do it." No matter who you are, your eyes will light up. If you have any deposit or any business, who would be the first on your list of reps and organizations to engage? However, if the same marketing rep approaches you, asking for your help just to meet his target, your response will be very different. The reason is obvious. He has a target, but you also have your targets. Jesus, teaching us that whoever wants to be on top should deliberately put himself under, is not Jesus' way of subjugating us. Rather, Jesus is showing us that the actual way to the top is down. Someone said, and I agree, there is nothing like servant leadership. You are either a leader or you're not. Leadership is servanthood. To say there is servant leadership is as though you're trying to say there is another form of leadership that can exist without serving people. You can have positional leaders. They might even have titles, but they are not real leaders. The Lord Jesus is giving us a blueprint for greatness in Mark 9, verses 30 to 35. It does not only work in the church, but it also works in any industry. Do you want to get to the top wherever you are? Serve. Please read Acts chapter 9, verses 36 to 42. It is the story of Dorcas. It is possible that other people had died before Dorcas, but the widows pressed for her return because she serves them. Will people miss you if you do not show up at work, in church, or in your local community? Or will they be glad you are gone? Take time out to wrestle with this tough question. It will do you good. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me to serve everywhere I find myself. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.